Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harvey Pulliam. Batting 7th. The shortstop, David Howard. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Batting 9th. The catcher, Tim Speyer. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Speyer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. 1 out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive beyond second. Shumpert can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is walked intentionally. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benzinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McRae. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sosa hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benzinger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Sosa moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sosa scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Speer and he is safe. Raines steals second. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harvey Pulliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pulliam hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shumpert takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to second. Tim Speer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Speer takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to third. Shumpert moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua hits a fly ball towards right. Pulliam settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Pulliam. Pasqua moves to second. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Grebeck hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McRae. Grebeck reaches second base with a double. Pasqua scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sosa strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground for a single. Grebeck scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0. White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Speer and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Mike Magnant now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCray is 0 for 1 in the game. McCray hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Benzinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Benzinger hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive beyond first. Benzinger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua strikes out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grebeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Pulliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pulliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Pulliam takes first base on ball 4. Pecota moves to second. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shumpert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shumpert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pecota moves to third. Pulliam moves to second. Tim Speyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Speyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speyer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Speyer reaches second base with a double. Pecota scores. Pulliam scores. Shumpert goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ken Patterson now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCray is 0 for 2 in the game. McCray strikes out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Raines, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Speyer scores. Gibson goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Royals, 5. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Benzinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sosa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Pulliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Pulliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pulliam is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pulliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Shumpert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Shumpert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shumpert hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Pulliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Melido Perez now pitching. Tim Speyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Speyer strikes out. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grebeck hits a line drive into right field. Pulliam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Benzinger strikes out. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pecota hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for Harvey Pulliam. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pecota moves to second. 2 outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Storm Davis now pitching. Jim Eisenreich now playing right field. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Sosa moves to second. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sosa scores. Raines moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 4 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Shumpert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Shumpert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shumpert takes first base on ball 4. Tim Speyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Speyer bunts towards first. Pasqua scoops it up and throws to first, with Grebeck covering, for the out. Shumpert moves to second. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a line drive into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Grebeck, who tags McRae trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Shumpert scores. It's White Sox, 6, Royals, 6. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grebeck hits a pop-up towards first. Benzinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Benzinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Benzinger hits a line drive beyond second. Grebeck can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bill Pecota, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Benzinger. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Grebeck applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pecota hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Pecota. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Pecota steals second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromarty pinch hits for David Howard. Tim Raines now playing right field. Sammy Sosa now playing left field. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cromarty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pecota scores. Eisenreich moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.